So therefore, you know what's funny too? That specific 7-Eleven, I went on a date with the guy who owns that's daughter. So every time I see that 7-Eleven down there, I went
you
on a
dated the guy's daughter
for one date, and I just
those are some queens in there.
She spared her, dude, and he sent her to be educated. So she went to the Capitol, and she was educated in the medical arts. Yeah, we went on one date, and I remember
Indian? I thought they were like Ethiopian.
No, they just
weird.
No, the guy who runs is an Indian bull.
Really?
He's an Indian bull for sure.
I mean,
he's got the connect.
He's the fucking plug.
Dude. Yeah, he's got the connect. He's got the Ethiopian connect, dude.
Yeah.
There's a ton of Ethiopians working for him. That guy's
those are Ethiopians.
Yeah, he's no Ethiopian.
Yeah. No, Ethiopians are weird looking.
I think Ethiopian women are gorgeous. Beautiful.
Absolutely.
But yeah, there is, I know what you're talking about,
like,
though.
They're like Arabic and black.
Well, yeah, because they're right.
Skin.
Yeah, it's a perfect storm.
Yeah.
I'm 1% North African. I don't know if you can tell.
I know about that.
I'm 1% North African.
You know, Ethiopia was never conquered, dude.
Really? Really?
It was the one place that withstood the rape of Africa.
Egypt was.
Egypt was colonized.
Yeah.
For sure.
Where's Ethiopia is like a little further away from that?
Ethiopia is...
Well, yeah, but Ethiopia, were they just like kind of wheeling and dealing with the powers that be? How did they not get conquered?
They also fought back. Like they fought... Yeah. I think Italy fucked them up a little.
Think Italy slowed down there?
Before World War II got...
It must have been brutal,
wacky.
Dude. It must have been
those
fucking...
Wops.
Ugh.
God.
Thank God we knocked their bullshit off. They were getting out of control, dude. A bunch of little fucking Mussolinis.
Think of the Wops with any power. They've sucked since Rome.
Yeah, dude. I have a book I'm reading. It's called The Tyrants, and it goes through every like tyrant we've had for the last 2,000 years.
That's awesome.
That's fucking awesome. Starts with Xerxes, whatever the fuck his name is. He fucking sucked.
Yeah.
He tried and fucking failed hard as fuck.
Cyrus.
Haven't got to Cyrus yet.
I think he was before Xerxes. I think he was his father.
Okay. They do talk about that.
Could be wrong.
But, dude, that was so funny to amass how dudes would, like, amass armies back then and be like, I'm going for the glory, and then just fucking lose.
They always lose.
They'd have to just go back to a little thing and be like, meh. Herod the Great, no one liked him.
Yeah.
He was a wannabe Jew.
Herod?
Yeah.
He was the one who fucking, he's trying to kill all the
rounded
boys.
Rounded up the boys,
Round up those boy penises.
He wanted to get his background. But, yeah, dude, this is so funny. Like, Rome... Like what was that? Who was that? That was Julius Caesar.
Yeah.
Who went through and like just completely destroyed the Roman Empire. He became the fucking dictator.
Yeah.
That's where we get that. I didn't know that's where we get the term from. Dude, all those like so he fully just went through, butt-fucked everyone, killed his enemies, and then he was just like, all right, I'm dictator. I say what goes. But he kept up a mirage of democracy while he was in or the Republic.
People supported him though.
Yeah, it's fucking crazy though.
Triumvirate.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah.
That's weird how he actually back then was like, had like kind of like a, he had the elections, but it was all just like symbolic. It was just fake.
And his boys were like, yo, chill, dude.
They couldn't stop him.
They did.
Well, I mean, they did. Eventually they got him, dude.
Yeah, that's always interesting to me that like Caesar, I remember that, that was one of the, like Tsar
is
Caesar.
Oh, really?
Like Tsar in Russia.
I didn't
Kaiser
know that.
Is
Caesar.
Yeah.
That dude left a mark.
Yeah. Oh, for sure. Fucking July.
Yeah, dude. That's a month after. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, we're still fucking... I was a little high with Clark talking about this.
What?
It's just we were watching that History of the World thing.
Oh, yeah,
like,
yeah.
I was like, it's crazy. Obviously how connected everything is through history, but like the Roman Empire, like we're still on their shit.
Yeah, dude.
Like this is still... We still talk like we... Our government set up kind of like the shit they were doing.
And it's the same. That's what
we
I was
used
saying.
Their July, August, all that shit.
He set up the calendar, bro. That was his calendar.
Yeah.
Caesar set up the days of the week, all that shit.
Caesar was fucking balling.
He was fucking. He was
Caesar's.
Fucking Cleopatra. Yeah, pizza.
Got pizza off those.
He was fucking Cleopatra, too.
He was fucking piping everybody. I don't know how accurate that is.
He fucked Cleopatra, yeah.
Yeah, did he?
He went through there and he's like, I think he just took that was like the queen or the king
that was,
over there.
Mark Antony.
Anthony might have picked up where he left off.
Do you think they fucking tagged him?
They might have picked
she
up.
She was white, by the way.
Cleopatra?
Yeah. Black Israelites will fucking let you know.
They'll claim.
Cleopatra was a white devil.
Was she really?
Yeah, dude. What? That's why she fucking, yeah.
Cleopatra that's why she went
bitch.
To the Romans?
Yeah. She was sucking white dick, dude.
I mean, dude, when someone's surrounding your whole castle with like way more soldiers. It's like
suck some dick.
Yeah, dude. It's like, all right, fuck this.
That's how you've got
this
how
king,
everybody's gotten
this kingdom up. Sucks.
Wow. Now we're just dropping history bombs.
Yo, dude. Yo, but I was reading about that and another Chinese emperor who same he was like the, I think the first guy
Max.
Not Max.
No, I know. I'm just saying. Yeah. That Asian kid's name was Max. I thought you were going to tell me, like, his name was, like, fucking bleep blah bing chow.
It actually was.
Yeah, for sure.
It was something wild. But he, that was a guy who basically unified China. The first guy who, like, unified China. Yeah. He basically set up 2,000 years ago what's communism. Really? He, like, just concentrated all the power in the state. And, like, a lot of those guys who, like, gained access or gained power, it would always be the ruling elite, and then they would figure out how to use like the common people and have them rise up and destroy their ruling elite and then just take over and be dictator.
Nice.
Dude, it's been in the playbook for 2,000 years.
It's the same playbook.
Did the same thing.
Same people.
The guy did the same thing in China.
Nobody's changed.
So that guy did that. Caesar did it and then just fucking became dictator, supreme ruler of the Roman Empire and just chilled and then, you know, they fucking stabbed his ass.
Who else did you get to, dude?
Just
love these tyrants.
Xerxes, dude, it's a fucking sick. I was going to give it to you and I'm done.
I can't wait.
Xerxes, Caesar,
I'll read the first chapter.
The Chinese dude who just like crushed everyone. No, it's perfect.
Can you tell everyone I'm reading it?
Dude, it's literally, it's two-page snippets. So you can, it's, oh, I put nice. It in my toilet. So every time I take a dump, I read about a tyrant. Reading about a tyrant. You know, it's just two pages. You blow right through it. You're like, oh my God, that's crazy.
Do you think Trump's at the end?
I think they're going to save fucking Hitler.
Hitler will be
Hitler's
last.
On the cover. So
Mao, maybe.
Oh, Mal will be there.
He'll be after.
I wonder who's gonna be. Yeah, I wonder who's gonna be the closer.
Trump dog.
You think it'll be Trump?
Trump daddy.
Could be.
And then it'll list be like possible, his, yeah. possible tyrants in the future. Hopefully, I made it.
I think it'll probably be Trump. Last page, like repealed Obamacare.
Yeah. That, I mean,
what millions died.
Millions dead. Trump dog.
Yeah, don't get me started, dude. Don't get started on the fucking budget, bro.
Why? What's going on with the budget?
I've had to write a paper on tax policy. Hence, dude, I've never crunched.
That's like, so Phil, this guy's a fucking moron. Donald Trump is a fucking psycho. Like, look, I don't care, but like, let's be adults about this.
Yeah.
Let's call it like what it is. Donald Trump is not a good person.
He's not.
Not that you need a good person to be a leader.
That's true.
Sometimes it
Genghis
helps.
Genghis Khan?
Genghis was doing great for my
kind of do need a sociopath now that I think of it.
If you want to have a good empire.
As soon as you're not a sociopath and they're like, dude, you just bombed us. You're like, oh, fuck, I'm so sorry.
Yeah,
my bad. How many people died? Like 100. You're like, fuck. You're like, I quit.
We got to shut the military down.
Yeah, if you're just kind of like, well.
You need a retard running the country. You need an angry, powerful retard.
For sure.
Because that's what you're up against.
I know.
The whole world is led by angry retards.
True.
And they're if your country is weak, like the only way like Canada can afford to be gay with Trudeau, it's because we have a giant retard.
True.
Like, our retard is so fucking powerful that neighboring countries...
They can have, like a lesser, nicer retard. Right.
That's what the Western Europe, you know, that's what they have. They know the fucking sassy daddies, like, if someone touches them, we're going out.
If anyone touches any of those countries, we have to bomb them by default.
Yeah.
We got fucked. Europe, dude, I'm telling you, England, we revolted halfway through. They're like, you know what, man? Fuck this, whatever. We'll just control them some other way. And then all of a sudden, they're like, now if someone bombs England, America drops a nuke on them or something, we're like, England can be like, hey, guys, you owe us one. And
I don't know. I bet if
someone bombed England, we'd have to...
I bet if something happened to some of these countries, Trump is vindictive enough to be like, remember when you called me fat?
Oh,
remember when you guys were calling me fat?
Remember the G20?
Not very funny now.
Say I'm the best.
Deleted.
Imagine like, say I'm the best.
You have to say I'm the best, and then we'll blow them up.
That's true.
I mean, good Lord. Imagine if there was World War III and our FDR was fucking Trump. That'd be so embarrassing.
Jesus
All the
Christ.
History books, just pictures of that guy. Just like, we did it. We won. We're the best.
This is something I really do get into and I wonder about. When you follow any of these world issues full scale, overpopulation is like a looming serious problem. And this is like Jones talks about breakaway civilization shit.
Yeah.
I do wonder if people just like people who have lots and lots of money are like, dude, all these problems go away if we just kill like 5 billion people. So they could engage World War III, hit the bunks, live it out, and then just be like, come out, like, you know, have their ancestors come out into like totally blank slate. But I don't know if, you know, nuclear weapons. How's Hiroshima holding up?
No, I doubt great.
Like, I wonder if they dropped a bomb on Hiroshima just to see, like, how long it takes for you to go back there and you can chill. Because that was pretty uncalled for. I mean, they were being bad boys, dude.
No,
that
was called for.
Bomb. The double bomb. Didn't they bomb another city,
Nagasaki,
too?
Nagasaki. They hit, like, a day later.
You think they did one and were like, do it again? Do it again. Like,
we got another one. Fuck it. They need to get the point.
So, people live in Nagasaki now, right?
Probably.
So, 50 years. If you were to be like, look... We got places we can live. We're going to start World War III. Let's
but they'll all be dead in 50 years. People that would control So maybe they're waiting for the medical technology.
Oh, the transhumanism and shit?
Yeah.
Well, that's what they're saying. What's his face was in? I mean, who's the fucking pedophile? Epstein. Apparently that guy, this was the New York Times.
Oh, well, that's
saying.
Why they're taking the faces off those kids and Hillary was wearing them and dancing.
Well, they said Epstein. Well, they're saying that Epstein was. Possibly, dude. Well, apparently they say Hillary Clinton like drinks like virgin's blood.
She does face off.
But apparently they're real into, there's people in Silicon Valley that do the blood transfusion with young people. So I would imagine, you know, top politicians get in a little bit of young blood. Get a little young blood
young
in your vein.
Blood. What's up,
I think
young
they get
blood?
A little young blood, dude. They said Epstein apparently was like, he was going to get out while he was out on bail, whatever he was planning on impregnating like scores of women. He was go. That was like something
to
he
live
was
gonna, forever, dude.
To basically like, yeah,
to
like,
ensure a fucking
his like progeny.
Yeah.
So there are like billionaires who get into some weird fucking shit like that. So I could see them being like, we need to set the world up. Have you ever hung out with someone who was like great, super, super rich?
Yeah.
They're not that chill.
The guy I know is pretty chill.
Were they an entertainer?
No.
Okay. How rich are you talking?
Very rich.
Okay. Hunters and Mills?
Yeah.
Okay.
Goldman Sachs.
Okay.
Like on the board at Goldman Sachs.
Really?
Pure Illuminati, dude. Elite bull, though.
Does he have a bunker?
No. He might. He might. He's got a house up in the Hamptons.
He's got a
might
bill?
Be. Yeah.
So you got a Billy?
No, I don't think.
Okay.
In fact, definitely not.
I never met a billionaire either. Now
never met a billionaire.
I'm trying to think. No, definitely not. No. Definitely not. I don't think I ever will. Don't think I'll ever see one, dude.
What do you think you're looking at, bro?
True.
What do you think you're staring
that,
at right
dude.
Now,
billion
bro?
Dollar baby, dude. Excuse me.
But it's funny. In the loading screen, it always shows like quotes and facts about like dictators.
Mm-hmm.
And they're so funny. Dictators are the funniest people ever.
Yeah.
Like Saddam Hussein's campaign song was Whitney Houston's and
stop dude
will always, it was I Will Always Love You from Saddam Hussein. That was his campaign song.
What
he would like walk out to. That how sick is that?
That what did Trump use? Rocking in the Free World. Neil Young was like, god damn it. Yeah. Take stop it.
I remember Sarah Palin came out to like Barracuda. And then the people who made that song were like, no, delete that.
Well, it's funny. They can kind of just get away with it. They'll just use a song.
Saddam Hussein like, coming out to Whitney Houston fucking rules. No wonder he is the man.
For sure.
Saddam Hussein was good.
From what I heard, yeah.
He kept things in order down there.
He did a good job.
You know?
People like
him. I understand.
He's got fans.
Look, dude, I've played Tropico. I understand.
Now you're understanding the role.
If you play Tropico, you start to understand how these dictators, you know, sometimes you got to take away like the rights to vote.
That's
just kill a bunch of people.
Honestly, that's the natural, without like a really well thought out political system in place, that's the natural growth.
If you literally in that game, you have an option to be like, no, nobody can vote, so you can't lose.
Yeah.
Like they might try to rebel, but if you have soldiers, you're all right. Or you can let everybody vote and possibly the game ends every, like, 4 years.
Really?
Yeah, because if you lose the election, you're
can
out.
You fix the election?
You can start rigging the election, yeah.
That's fucking sick.
It's so funny.
That's fucking sick.
Yeah, but
dude, that's what happens, man. It was
Yeah, I would do it. I'd do it in Tropico. I would do it in real life.
For sure.
If someone was like, yeah, you can either have everybody vote every 4 years to see if you're still in power, or you just don't even have to do that.
I mean, dude,
okay.
The whole point of the political system,
and we have guns? Right,
it's set up where it's acknowledged that we just have a steaming pot of fucking like Kim Jong-un's trying to get the power in this country.
Yeah.
And then we have checks and balances that like
Kim Jong-il in North Korea, they used to teach the kids that he never defecated. That was in the curriculum, that Kim Jong-il did not shit. How sick is that?
It's so fucking
That's
tight.
That's so awesome.
That is so... Dude, yeah. I mean, it's funny because there's like... You know, the Baghdadi guy is like, this guy is a ruthless tyrant. Depending on how you look at it, ruthless tyrant, religious, austere, holy man. And there's like, Kim Jong-un is the leader over there. So it's like, they're like, Trump's like, you know, it's very complicated over there. But like, he's a fucking war criminal, all this, you know, crazy Putin, horrible person. Every leader of every country, for the most part, is considered like a wild psychopath. And then the United States is just kind of like, besides Trump, everyone's just kind of like, no, we're good guys. What are you talking about?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
We're good guys. It's like so we have bases in these areas ruled by predominantly wild psychopaths. We surround their little like strongholds, and you're telling us everyone's just kind of like Captain America over here. It's just funny. It's just funny to think about.
We're pretty good.
I mean, I would say we don't. You know, we're not burning people alive in cages, but I mean, we done that.
We done did that.
We done did that.
Burning people alive in cages. ISIS was partying, dude.
That's
was
a, they fucked.
Were they were rowdy.
But also, if we didn't have any money, we would do that. If the script was flipped,
dude,
they had all the fucking like hoverboards and fucking 70-inch TVs,
and they were just coming over here and just fucking us up all the time. Yeah. Like, we love your oil. We're coming over there and taking it from you.
Yeah.
Be like, nah, dude.
I mean, it's like the ultimate expression of someone coming down and just like grabbing four fries off your plate and even walking away. And you're like, what the fuck?
Yeah, that is America.
For
just
sure.
A jacked dude at a fucking Burger King, and you're just shitty, just sitting there. Somebody keeps eating your burger. You don't even get a bite of it. You don't take one bite of it. He just keeps getting. The only thing you can do is smash it when he's there. You can be like, now no one gets it. Now no one gets the burger. And he still eats it.
Oh, my God. Yeah, that shit killed me about Baghdadi.
Yeah.
This is the stuff I keep being like, all right, I'm going to buckle down and research this. And then, like, I just fucking start reading my book about alchemy. I'm like, all right, I'll read it later, dude.
No, I knew about that boy.
You knew about Baghdadi?
I knew Baghdadi, yeah.
He was just a
Well, he was the head of ISIS, yeah.
So he was the top dog.
He was. He founded it.
What?
Yeah. When they broke off from Al-Qaeda. He was with those boys.
Okay,
he was running with those boys.
He might have been in that Adam Curtis documentary where they locked him up and he was in jail just being like, we're the fucking
yeah,
bulls.
Yeah, I think Al-Baghdadi also was like, all these guys like studied at like Cambridge and shit.
Yeah, you know.
They like hung out in like New York for a while. It's real weird.
Did stand-up comedy for six
months.
Yeah,
he tried
to stand
up. Yeah.
Yeah, you know who was in London? My boy, Gaddafi.
Yeah,
he chilled in London for a while. Well, wasn't there someone?
Al-Baghdadi might have been in fucking Gitmo. He might have been down at Guantanamo.
He spent some time?
A little quick research, damn. Al-Baghdadi. R.I.P., dude. Hell of a run.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I mean, he blew up some stuff.
Nicknames. They do get sick fucking nicknames.
What's his nickname?
The Muslims have that correct.
What's his nickname?
He had a couple nicknames. The Invisible Sheik.
Damn, that's
sick.
Tight. That's pretty
the
tight.
Ghost.
Sick.
Awesome. I'll give him that.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Leader of ISIL.
Yeah, what was ISIL about? That's fucking...
That's ISIS.
That's just like... He's like a terrorist.
Producing videos displaying mass crucifixions, sex slavery, executions via hacking, stoning, and burning.
Whoa, what about the sex... What's the sex slavery all about?
Oh, ISIS loves sex slaves, dude.
Really?
Yeah. ISIS is all about sex slaves.
And he has videos as proof. Damn, so they're on like fucking like the year 400 program.
They are.
Fully. Just being like, you can fully smite your enemies.
Oh, yeah. Not only you can, like you have to.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, dude.
So you can literally, if you have the means, you can like rape and pillage. And everyone's just like, fuck yeah, dude, that was awesome.
Never mind. He went to fucking Samara High School.
Where's that?
In, like, Iraq.
Home of the Jaguars.
This week, Samara's taking on... oh, never mind. That high school just got blown up. Yeah, he went to Saddam University, dude.
Did he really?
He went to Saddam University in Baghdad.
Is that real?
Yeah.
Dude, Saddam University is probably awesome.
Wow, looks like he never really left. All right. Baghdadi was a real one.
So he stayed at Saddam University?
I think he fucking got his degree from Saddam University.
Okay, how much does that cost a year?
Saddam?
Yeah, I might go.
Four goats.
If I get kicked out of social work school, I'm going to go to Saddam University.
Saddam University is fucking tight. Do you think they have like college brochures of like with like diversity with like three white kids? Like, hey.
Like the lone Jew on the centerfold. Yeah, yeah. There's fucking armed guards around him.
Damn, I wonder if they had like diverse groups. At Saddam University, like the white power movement.
Oh my God, highly doubt it.
I don't think so.
The white, the Malaysian Student Association.
Yeah.
God damn it, that's fucking hilarious. Yeah, man, that's a.
Al-Baghdadi caught these hands though. Trump, dude. Trump daddy was like, nah, dude.
I heard he was in the tunnels chasing him.
Trump almost, they had to hold Trump back.
I heard Trump ran in like a full Ghostbusters outfit.
Trump, there's reports that several Army Rangers had to pull Trump back. Like, yeah. They had to hold him back.
Like, he's cooked me in.
He's like, let me fuck him up.
Baghdadi was like, is that Trump? Trump, yeah, I fucking hear you.
But fuck, I was laughing. My sister started laughing because I was watching it, and it was like, and the dogs chasing down the tunnel, and my sister was like, the dogs, dude. The dogs chase Baghdadi down.
Fucking Christ.
Oh man. Where are we at time?
Dude, well, I just like, thought it'd be cool to
you look cute.
Go for a goatee.
I wouldn't do that.
Just go Rogaine goatee.
I'd like to get a mustache. I think a mustache would be fun.
You'd be fucking really sick with a mustache.
But yeah, you'd be a problem. You'd be a problem on the streets. That kid would never knock on you. Won't you can lose the scissors if you get a mustache.
They might send you to China to deal with them. Like, Gerbs, you got a mustache? Get the fuck over there.
Get over there.
Let them know.
I would love to be a diplomat.
You'd be a horrible diplomat.
I think I'd be a great diplomat.
Look how you deal with me. You can't even deal with me.
No, I do deal with you.
This is good for
you. No, time out. You would be a nightmare. Dealing with the
Kazakhstani.
You might take over the world if you were a political leader.
No.
It would be really difficult.
Very peaceful. Dude, come on, man. What are you talking about?
You would be very difficult to deal with.
You know what? I was listening to...
You would be sick in politics.
I would be pitting a lot of people against you.
I would make a deal immediately. I'd make a horrible, shady deal day one and just never be able to...
Did you have something to say? 'Cause I just... No.